producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard has handed me an incredible article that I was trying to read during the 70-second break. I'm going to read this in the next break and start covering it with... Robert David Steele is joining us. Washington strips New York's Fed's power. And I was talking to some folks involved with the Federal Reserve just last week. I'll leave it at that. At dinner. And we were discussing the major power struggle out of the Dallas and Kansas City Fed with other Fed branches, the other nine, against the New York Fed and how angry they are at the QE Unlimited and they believe it's hurting the country. And I was sitting there with, I'd say high level for the Federal Reserve, not super high level, but pretty big in one of the regional branches. I'll just, you know, their name's out there. And we were talking to some other folks, so let's leave it at that. And they said, look for some big stuff to be happening. My life's getting too weird. I remember Buzz Aldrin telling me over the phone, he's been on the show before, but telling me over the phone, telling Charlie Sheen over the phone, see, truth is so much weirder than fiction, that they were going to crash an Indian probe in and discover water, but that they'd already told them where to crash the probe because they discovered water there in the 60s. And then like 6 months later, I'm walking through an airport and it's like Indians to crash probe to try to find water. And then months later, they find the water. And then I had, of course, the... talk show host on a few weeks ago who has on his show that the chief economist for the Federal Reserve period, and he's had the Dallas head on. What's that guy's name? I don't have a teleprompter. I can't remember names all the time. Who was the fellow I had on last week who has the radio show, been on the show many times? He helped us get Bill Ayers on. No, it wasn't Peter Schiff. Dan Kofall. Thank you. And we need to get Dan Kofall on, like a 10-minute pop about this to see what intel he has, because he was hinting at some of this. I mean, here's the deal. A lot of people in the Federal Reserve, even if they're not good guys, they don't want to wreck the golden goose. The globalists do to bring in an even bigger world government. You got to break eggs, make an omelet. And they also don't want to get the blame when this thing finally goes under. So there is big infighting going on, and then I just got deer in the headlights by this announcement, Wall Street Journal. That is over the top. We need to post this article right now on Infowars.com. This is really big. This is like a 20-page article. I don't know how I'm supposed to read all this and then cover it. Wow. Seismic. I said I was going to your calls, but I got blindsided by that. Brian in Virginia, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. What do we do about this move towards dictatorship?
Yeah, it sure picked a strange time for me to be here.
Brother, are you drinking some whiskey this morning?
No.
You sound ultra relaxed. Did you just smoke a big old doobie?
No.
All right, well, go ahead, brother. What's on your mind? We love you, Brian. Go ahead. Tell us what you called in about. The next shoe to drop.
Hold on.
That's a prank caller right there. We don't screen the calls, and I used to do nighttime radio, and the callers were incredible because people are home from work. And a lot of our callers are great as well. It's just they have to call while they're at work, and we don't really screen the calls. But maybe we should if somebody sounds like they've had a gallon of cough syrup, because I guess we do screen calls. In fact, it's hard to change something once you haven't been doing it for a while. But I want the calls screened from now on. I want our phones to sound good. And just ask them what they're calling about and get them to talk and make sure they can talk. Because our audience is incredibly smart. You hear them sometimes on a topic they'll call and it's amazing. But I swear, I love you to death. But, man, if you're sitting there drinking Jack Daniels, maybe you work the night shift. A lot of our people, you know, tell me, oh, I work the night shift and then I go to bed at 5 a.m. and then I get up at 10 or 11 and listen to your show. Or maybe... you get off at 6 or 7 in the morning, that's equivalent to 8 at night for you. You have some Jack Daniels. I totally understand it. Not knocking you. Enjoy yourself. You're in there grilling some steak stuff, drinking some, you know, Jim Beam or whatever it is. Just difference is, this is not the drunk line. It is not the line for being drunk.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and you know, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, I think we know the answer to a 1984 society is a 1776 spirit. We have to start acting like free men and women. We have to start valuing due process. We have to start valuing open societies. And somebody that promotes that is Robert David Steele, who leads major movements for open, free, open source internet. He is a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, Inc., 2012 candidate for Reform Party presidential nomination. Currently, he's the CEO of Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit. Robert is known for his advocacy of open source intelligence, teaching 7,500-plus mid-career officers from across 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything, the latter an engineering and information management approach that is affordable and scalable. His most recent book is the Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust, by BetaIota.net or BigBatUSA.org. Now, he wanted to come on today, and I wanted to get him on about a bunch of subjects. We're going to cover the waterfront, about fixing our election system, getting past the Jeb Bushes and Hillary Clintons, and getting real issues in there that don't divide people but bring us together for real prosperity. We'll talk some about that with him. He's also thinking about running for president for the Libertarians. But he's a real expert from covert operations in the Middle East. He knows Iran. He knows the Al-Qaeda-type folks out of Saudi Arabia, which are ISIS and ISIL, the Islamic State. He knows a lot of the players. So he can give us really an expert. He's not one of these CIA guys that was like a desk jockey or all the new generation that's where they've tripled the size of their operatives just to run around and act cool and wear black sunglasses. He's actually worked with the Marines, the Army, and actual operations all over the Middle East. So he can speak to what he thinks is going on, because you've got double-crossing Iran, double-crossing Saudi Arabia, the West funding ISIS under the Free Syrian Army and then not funding it, but are they? And the Iraqi president says they have proof that they are. And so is it a triple cross, a double cross, or is it really just caused a destabilization civil war between the Arabs and the Persians? Where is all this going? Because I've never seen such a fog of war hanging over this, and I'm pretty good at analyzing what's happening and what's unfolding. What's going to happen when ISIS, as the FBI says they will, hits the U.S.? Will anyone point out that we gave them the weapons? The motive, of course, is let them attack us to take our liberties, a form of false flag. But then I say, what is the answer to the dictatorial move by government, internet power grabs, opening up the borders, outside of law? Well, the Wall Street Journal has the headline, Washington strips New York Fed's power. The New York Fed, folks, is the private arm that makes most of the decisions. This would actually be a U.S. government takeover, partially, of the Federal Reserve. This just came out 30 minutes ago. I'm stunned, trying to read it during breaks. It's a long 16-page article. Secret triangle document gives control of bank regulation to committee. And I'm even saying this is a good thing right now. The committee is run by Fed governor, which is calling the shots in an oversight of banking titans such as Goldman Sachs Group and Citigroup, Inc. So is this good or bad? All I know is this. There are major movements happening right now. It's been said many times that more happens in a year than happens in the previous 50, or more happens in a month than happened in the last 10 years. We're entering, as we go towards the singularity, a lot of sub-singularities or waypoints. Everything's compressing. And I'm seeing movement for good, for bad, you name it, just accelerating to light speed everywhere. And this is a time when good people can get involved and really change history. The world has been unfrozen and put into a type of flux where it's being remolded. But if we understand that we can change things and we can get involved and we can actually control our destiny, then we can change the world. But if we believe that we're just passive spectators, it's game over. So I threw out a lot there. What's happening geopolitically? Why are things moving so quick for Mr. Steele? There's so much to cover here. What do you want to hit first?
Well, let's start with the government being in enemy hands. The greatest threat to U.S. liberty and U.S. prosperity is the U.S. government. ISIS is a theatrical threat. It's funded by Saudi Arabia. It's trained by CIA. More people will die in the next 2 years to U.S. police brutality than will ever, in 10 years, die to ISIS.
Continue. You've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, let me focus on why you invited me in the first place, and then we can go to Google as the Ministry of Truth and that other stuff. I am putting together a nonpartisan movement called Open Power, and the tiny URL / is Open Power, and that'll get people right to the book and the blog and the documents. Here's the bottom line, Alex. 60% of the American voters are disenfranchised. It might even be as high as 80%. Out of 319 million in the total population, 240 are eligible to vote. In 2012, 110 million voted. And the reality is that once they vote, and they're generally told how to vote by the 42 billionaires, Congress forgets about us. So what I want to do is bring together the Constitution, Green, Libertarian, Reform parties, and the independents, and I want to create a non-party ticket, and this is not No Labels or Americans Elect. Those were good ideas badly executed. Basically, my dream candidate is Agnes King as an independent with Jill Stein as a vice president from the Green Party. Gary Johnson running a new thing called the Governor's Council. And everybody else on a cabinet that's announced in advance. We have four planks: electoral reform in 2015, remobilizing Occupy to occupy the lawns and offices of a very lazy, corrupt Congress when it comes home on its summer recess. Eliminate all taxes, all income taxes, and institute Edgar Feige's automated payment transaction tax, change the law so that you cannot be eligible to run in the general election unless you first appoint your cabinet and have cabinet-level debate so the public can see what it's buying. And last but not least, I believe we absolutely must get to a balanced budget, but that's a balanced budget that has to be formulated by a coalition cabinet transparently in front of the public. And here's my bottom line. If 100 million Americans provide $10 each to a democracy fund, that's $1 billion. You combine that with your show and social media, and I absolutely guarantee we can kick the two-party tyranny out of office.
Well, 10 years ago, I would say that you were being too much of an eternal optimist, but the climate with Gallup poll showing a 7 to 8% approval of Congress and people completely leaving the mainline political reservations, we are entering a time when you could create a coalition-type movement to do this. The problem is they will attack it. They will send in disinfo operatives, and anything that started actually gaining steam would be attacked, as you know. The difference was, though, if we openly talked about it up front, people would expect to see that, and the attacks would actually generate more support. But it is quite a undertaking you're discussing and have on your website.
Well, Alex, I put a small Kindle book up at Amazon, and it hit number 8 in civics. And I opened the book with the YouTube from Eric Liu on what citizens need to know about power. That's the most powerful 17-minute YouTube I've seen in my 63 years of life. I will tell you, without any qualification whatsoever, if the independents, Greens, and Libertarians are willing to put aside their obsession with individual issues and come together on the one thing that we can all rally around, electoral reform, I absolutely guarantee I can deliver the U.S. government back to the U.S. public.
Well, let's expand on that, specifically from your training in the CIA or specifically your training in business. From your research and live experience, why are you certain that that could be done?
Well, Alex, the Internet really has made a difference. I mean, I'm a huge admirer of Micah Sifry's new book, The Big Disconnect, Why the Internet Hasn't Fixed Politics Yet. And Micah makes a core point, which is that all of the activists today are as fragmented as the activists were in the 1960s when CIA and the Atlantic Council and the Ford and Rockefeller Foundations, they were basically throwing out a lot of money in order to divide and conquer. And we are divided and conquered today. The think tanks in Washington are largely worthless because they're all chasing after bits of money that will keep them in line. The reason I'm certain is that we are now starting to see some revolutionary moments. And I've posted the most popular graphic on my website is called Graphic Preconditions of Revolution in the USA Today. I did my 1976, my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution.
And I'll tell you what, hold it there, because this is so important. You're talking about flashpoints, catalysts, triggered events. We'll get that graphic from your site, put it on screen for TV viewers. We'll direct folks to the website, give their radio listeners. But there are catalysts, and the system may try to launch its own catalyst ahead of time to detonate a false revolution to stop our revolution. So I want to ask you about that as well. This subject could not be more important. Stay with us.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Robert David Steele is our guest. A little bit in the next hour, they can do it to take your phone calls. Formerly with the CIA and actual ground operations. Author, researcher, a book reviewer. Got two popular websites. And he was just getting into, if you joined us, writing a thesis paper on trigger points. He's talked about this before. If a soccer mom torches herself in front of the White House and it gets caught on tape, I'm not saying somebody should do this, and it's put out the correct way, you could get whatever the issue was basically changed if it has the public's will behind it already. So trigger events, catalyst, and the establishment knows we've reached this tipping point. I think they'll try to trigger a fake thing like the Arab Spring and then have it led in the vacuum by a bunch of miscreants. That's my concern, is they'll use it as a socialist or communist revolution, not a free market revolution that you and others are promoting. You've got the floor, Mr. Steele. Break down exactly what you're getting at here and the climate we're in right now.
Well, first off, I'm increasingly concerned that Elizabeth Warren is being turned into a Manchurian candidate and that she is the logical follow-on to Obama as the theatrical pap. I mean, if you look closely at Warren, she's doing everything she can to protect Fed secrecy, and she's doing everything she can to protect the New York banks, and they're continuing to do business as usual. So I'm extraordinarily skeptical of the progressive enthusiasm about Elizabeth Warren. Now, let me come back to who I do believe in. I believe in Angus King. I believe in John Huntsman. I believe in Jill Stein. I believe in Gary Johnson, although I think Gary should be governor general in charge of the governor's council and focusing on state rights rather than president. I also believe that we're now reaching a point where people understand that the FBI and its false flag movement is, in fact, the sole source of terrorist incidents in the United States. In fact, I was just reading about how a Muslim community has increasingly begun to identify FBI provocateurs and get legal restraining orders against them. So you now have the situation where the Muslims in the United States of America are filing restraining orders against FBI false flag attacks. I mean, the false flag incentives to attack. This is extraordinary. The citizens are becoming very aware, and they're finding that they can, in fact, fight back and expose all of this stuff. But for me, the long and the short of it is that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Joan Blades of MoveOn, and Jackie Salet of independentvoting.org have the power to bring together not just the former political candidates, but activists like myself and Eric Liu and Richard Wolf, whose book Occupy the Economy, Confronting Capitalism, is extraordinary. Ralph Nader is also starting to come along. He has a new book out, Unstoppable, which I'm not completely satisfied with. Ralph is sugarcoating a whole bunch of things, and he's avoiding some tough issues.
Sure, but he's been on the show many times, and I want you to elaborate on that. But sure, Zuckerberg could help save the country, but instead, he's backing the Democratic Party establishment and censoring people. And of course your plan would succeed if they put Zuckerberg, you know, behind it. But I mean, that's like saying David Rockefeller is going to get behind it.
Well, you know, I've been talking to some people that write for Salon and a couple of other of these progressive rags. And what I'm starting to find out is that not only are the elites fragmenting, the 1% is actually fragmenting. You've got people doing conferences on inclusive capitalism, and they're talking about redemptive capitalism. That's code for stop the pitchforks. I can stop the
pitchforks. No, you're right. You talked about in England just a few months ago, the Rothschilds are having those meetings.
That's right. Now, what I'm also finding is that the progressives are fragmenting. The super smart people among the progressives are starting to understand, and Teresa Amato was an aide to Ralph Nader, and she wrote a wonderful book called Grand Illusion, The Myth of Voter Choice in a Two-Party Tyranny, and that's
sure.
Where I took the term from. The smartest progressives are starting to realize that Hillary Clinton doesn't have a hope in hell, and that the Democratic Party, as it is presently constituted, is, as I have on the cover of my book, one bird, two wings, same crap.
Okay. Okay.
So we really are starting to see the smart people converge from all sides. I just got off a Skype with Paul Ray, who wrote with Ruth Anderson a book called Cultural Creatives. And he told me yesterday the cultural creatives are now 80 million in number. Imagine if we got each of them to donate $10 to a democracy fund that is neither Democratic nor Republican. That's $800 million. With $800 million, I can crush the rich. because I will have you in the social media, and we will have the partnership among the Greens and the Libertarians, the Reform Party, Constitution Party, Working Families with Bill de Blasio, Justice Emerging with Rocky Anderson. I'm telling you, if we all come together, we can win this. It's not about money.
Well, the climate's certainly there for it. Stand the Robert David Steele, long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
David Steele is our guest. Very interesting, informative guy. I want to pick his brain about the different geopolitical movements we're seeing, not just here in the United States. I know we've got a lot of callers that also would like to make a statement about how to try to fix our government or how to try to reverse the dictatorial slide that we're in. And I want Mr. Steele to be able to finish the point he was just making. We can have him back up in the future as well, or even here to town in studio to put on, you know, some of the ideas that he has. Here's what I see. If I was the establishment, which I know infights with itself, it's not totally monolithic. If I was the Western establishment, the Anglo-American establishment, as Curl Quigley called it, or Brzezinski or Rockefeller, I would be trying to promote institutions of freedom. I would want transparency. I would want due process because, A, that produces incredible wealth, but, B, it also secures the wealth of the elite who can tend to set up on top of things and skim off the top and get even richer. But instead, they want to kill the golden goose and totally bring in corporate fascism, corporate kleptocracy, crony capitalism, discrediting capitalism itself, and are setting up autocratic, oppressive, classically dictatorial systems, and Google announcing they'll decide what's true or not, and delist websites. I mean, this is all really scary, and I see the left as horrible cheerleaders for all of it, just like the Republican leadership is. So you, I guess, kind of see a coalition of libertarians and paleoconservatives with the left. And if things get bad enough, that could happen. The problem is the left has these sacraments of restricting guns and, you know, men need not wear pants and you know, things like just stupid social. I mean, look at Zuckerberg. He's funding right now men do more work during, you know, ads on the NBA as if men did something bad, you know, more divide and conquer. So I get, in general, the idea. I mean, it could be a third-party candidate out of nowhere if they have the right rhetoric and get into the debates would win hands down. They'll just never let it get to that point. So I've thrown a lot out there. Let me ask you this. Why do you think historically, even though long-term it's bad, but currently, why is the establishment unified only, in my view, on setting up totalitarianism? Why do they think that will protect them when historically that will destroy them?
Hey, Alex, first off, one of the reasons you're not supposed to marry first and second cousins is because incest makes you stupid.
Yeah.
And that's what we have among our 1% elite, that you now have inherited wealth and incest and a whole bunch of other things, and you've addressed pedophilia and Satanism, and these are some sick puppies. Now, the smartest ones, the most ethical ones, are starting to realize, precisely as you said, that their only protection from pitchforks and having their mansions burned down, and there's no place they can hide, including Switzerland, is an accommodation. And this is why I like Richard Wolff so much. I think he's really a great mind, and he's really putting out some good stuff, and I recommend all of his YouTubes, which I've been watching.
But I want an accommodation from the billionaires, not somebody making 200 grand a year. I'm sick of the billionaires trying to make accommodations with the engine of a free market, and then they never pay jack squat.
Look, one of the things that I really believe in is eliminating all taxes. I finally figured out the tax code. It's the way Congress blackmails people into bribing them. Okay? And,
yes.
And in fairness to business, it's Congress that shakes down business. It's not business that set out to bribe Congress. So if we do the Edgar Feige automated payment transaction tax, that taxes all transactions, including the currency and stock transactions of Wall Street that are not now taxed. That creates more than enough money.
It does.
We have a balanced budget. We eliminate the subsidies for the fossil fuel business. We eliminate the subsidies for the moronic think tanks like New America Foundation and all these other places that just have people going through the motions and chasing money. They have no integrity. So I'm telling you, one of the things that I've done right with this campaign that is starting to take off is firmly insisted from the very beginning that this is a nonviolent revolution and that truth and reconciliation are our hallmarks. All we want from the 1% is keep your wealth, get out of our way.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. They always say, oh, we got to keep the economy going. Humanity is so prosperous. If they just get out of our way with all their crony bureaucracy and selective enforcement, the wealth and innovation is just startling. The way they block, quote, all the disruptive technologies.
That's why I think the libertarians are central to the solution.
Well, I agree with you, and it's very exciting. And, I mean, I have the London Guardian. I mean, we already knew this, but now it's in the Wall Street Journal, the London Guardian, that the elites admit at Davos they're buying airstrips in the Arctic, airstrips in New Zealand, airstrips in the desert of Australia, and building armored redoubts. And it's not just a few of them. I mean, they're building them in the Ozarks. Their government's digging in. Why? Why not just fix things and let there be prosperity. Why gobble up everything and then go, oh my gosh, this is going to collapse and then run to the hills? Why?
Well, you really have to understand, there's an excellent book called Business Blind Spots by Ben Gilad. And one of the things he points out is that the information that is reaching these people, including presidents of countries as well as corporations, the information is invariably filtered, biased, late, or false. Okay? So these people are operating in an alternative reality. And one of the things that we have to do is actually get to the point where we can retake the Congress. We can then start to publish truth rather than Google's version of the truth or the Obama version of the truth or the 700 Club version of the truth. And I believe that we are on the verge of a major convergence and also a major breakout. All of our prior institutions, including labor unions, the church, and the universities, have failed.
Sure.
We're about to go into Revolution 3.0.
Well, when you mentioned the inbreeding by the Third Dynasty, I know because I was reading about it just again the other day, of the Egyptians, they on average would live to be about 12. They were about 3 feet tall. They were completely, I mean, seriously, they had so many disorders in the royal family. If you've ever gone to like one of the British museums or others, and you go through and see the mummies of this king, that king, this queen, they're all literally completely insane and mutated from interbreeding and marrying their sisters and brothers over and over again for 500 years. You look at this and you talk about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Astors. It's a handful of families that interbreed with each other, and they admittedly, I mean, the Queen of England has most of her siblings are locked up in mental institutions or already dead. Most of, and it's very sad, but you're absolutely right. So many of these elites are what Anthony Gucciardi, my buddy, calls aliens. He calls all the rich trust fund kids in Austin that we run into aliens. And I mean, they could be 50, a trust fund kid. They don't know what planet they're on. They don't know how to tie their shoelaces, but they've got brand new Ferraris. And they have no idea what's even going on.
Well, look, let me come back to a positive note. You talked about the billionaires. One of the things that I've noticed is that Warren Buffett, Tom Steyer, and Bill Gates have all admitted that not only is the system broken, but all of the money they've been giving away to charity and various issues has been wasted. All right. So what's happening now is there is a growing realization among a critical center of gravity mass that if we set aside the issues, if we stop trying to push one thing, like Lawrence Lessig is completely wrong to be focused on getting money out of politics. That's a side issue. One of the things that I found when I briefed in Portland is people's eyes were opened. They suddenly realized that electoral reform is 11 different things, and among them ballot access and paper ballots and hand counting at the polling station and no mail ballots, because mail ballots is basically code for fraud. All of this stuff matters. Getting money out of politics makes no difference at all if you still have gerrymandered districts and you keep people from actually being eligible as independents or Greens or Libertarians to run for office or to be elected. So here's the deal. If Steyer wants to make his money work for climate change, first he has to fund electoral reform.
Again, pulling back from the day-to-day garbage that's going on and just seeing the direction that the establishment's going in, if there isn't real moves towards reform and instead a move towards totalitarianism to control things, and clearly I think they've made that decision in the main, that's the direction they're going. I agree with you. There's a lot of signs that some of the more sane people in the establishment realize that's going to end up being a bear trap that catches their leg more than it catches the general public's leg. But where does this go as not just a field guy in the CIA and actual operations, but also as an analyst looking into that crystal ball? Where does the world go if we don't start reforming?
Well, first off, I got to tell you, I was just watching this video of a guy that stripped down to nothing during a TSA search to protest unreasonable search and seizure. And I wrote an article that was widely read on the two cops that were killed in New York. The canary dies also. The system is very close to imploding. It's unsustainable in its current form. And it might be able to elect another Manchurian candidate in 2016, but all indications are that by 2020, we have American populism back in power. So I'd rather not waste those 4 years. And if people will take a look at the Electoral Reform Act of 2015 and the open power concept, I believe that we can nonviolently get us back on track. And my final phrase, there's nothing wrong with the United States of America that can't be fixed and fixed quick by restoring integrity to our electoral system and to our government.
Oh, I agree. As screwed up as things are, historically, we could turn it around with the gravitas, the power we still have. But if they push much further into totalitarianism, we're done. They are so close to breaking this country.
They will hasten the soccer mom. Alec, everything they do from this point forward is going to work against them in an accelerating fashion.
I agree with you that it seems like everything the establishment does now blows up in their face. And when I talk to military or cops or school teachers or auto mechanics or farmers, that's why I say so many people on the control left want to have a fight, a classic communist revolution, like the cops are the enemy. No, the cops, I found, are more awake than anybody. They understand the position they've been put in. They understand what's happening. So how do we, A, do you agree with the statement I just made? And then B, how do we avert killing the canary in the coal mine, as you said, when this whole thing kicks off?
Well, look, I've put forward, and frankly, I would love to run for president for the Reform, the Green, and the Libertarian Party. And that's only until Angus King or John Huntsman sits up and pays attention, because I'd rather one of them ran for president with a coalition team. But the key to victory here is a series of electoral reform workshops around the country. The other half of this initiative, which is in my little booklet at Amazon, is the Open Source Activist Toolkit, which addresses Micah Sifry's very sound analysis, which is we have to learn how to share information and talk to each other. But I believe we can have an electoral reform summit in June, at which all of the prior political candidates, including Ralph Nader and Jesse Venturi and Cynthia McKinney and Carol Mosley Braun and so many others, Barbara Marks Hubbard, they all come forward and they all issue a statement of demand. Now, I really want to emphasize that these are not my ideas. When I ran for president in 2012 after getting Occupy briefed up on electoral reform, I was inundated with stakeholders coming to me. And so what I have done is I have aggregated the best ideas from across this country on electoral reform, and I have put these into a little booklet and a Kindle booklet, which will also be a Create Space next week, which basically is a starting point for national dialogue. There's a great cartoon that shows how much power we have. There is a plank out over a cliff, and the one percenter at the end of that plank standing on thin air, and we the people are standing on the other end of the plank on free ground. All we have to do is get off the damn plank.
That's right. In fact, we could probably pull that up online. Just type the 1% plank graphic, and we've had it on Infowars.com before. But what you have is the 0.1% that actually run it all, trying to sick the 80% on the other 19 or so, when most of the 19%, you know, that top 20%, and in that top 1%, got their money fair and square, employ a bunch of people, and are good folks. It's that tiny, tiny, tiny elite that are the real issue and that are actually setting policy globally. Let's go to who's up first for the guest. John in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm just wondering what your guys' take is on Snowden. Is he the real deal, or what do you think?
I actually think that Snowden is an approved CIA operation and that the State Department took his visa away so that he would be forced to stay in Russia in exile. I don't believe that Snowden would ever in a million years have gone from security guard at NSA to CIA overseas technical operative.
So he's another Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, he's far more than Oswald, because he's been used. I think NSA went one blackmail op too far. And the powers that be started to realize that NSA was doing insider trading to beef up its offshore accounts. Basically,
that's what a lot of heavy hitters have told me, is it was a CIA-NSA fight, basically.
Yes. Well, no. This is
I mean, Defense Department.
Multiple wars going on within the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And one of them is between the FBI and CIA, and other is between NSA and CIA, and other is between NSA and everybody else. Basically, NSA has finally scared the crap out of the 1%.
That's it. And so they're trying to cut it down to size.
Yes.
Got too big for the britches. And does Snowden know that? Because here's the deal. I've had major whistleblowers on from the NSA, like William Binney and so many others. No attention. You know, AT&T whistleblowers, real whistleblowers, almost no coverage. But then when Snowden comes out, I mean, the mainstream media got all behind it. And I tell you, that's what's suspicious.
It is suspicious, and someone else, I was discussing this with someone else, and the whole way in which the Snowden operation handled Greenwald, who I think has been scammed, they basically isolated Greenwald. They put him into a little box, and so then they started feeding him stuff. Now, let me say, I think that what's the outcome of the Snowden operation has been uniformly positive. I have no problem.
So you're saying it was a good move by the elite to start realizing this Panopticon can burn their britches as well.
Yes, but one of the things we really need, and actually Obama could make much, much more of his last 2 years in office if he would get in touch with the truth and with ethics. Because what we have now between Jim Clapper and Mike Vickers at the Department of Defense and John Brennan with his drones still assassinating people and rendition and torture and kids that don't know anything, it's a disgrace. We need our government to get ethical and smart again.
I hear you, caller.
My breath.
Caller, that was an amazing point. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back with our guests to talk to Gerald and others who have questions. That's why I love taking calls for guests, because I should have asked that question. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can check out our guest websites at PiBetaIota.net.
Now, brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
'cause he rules the earth.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mr. Steele's agreed to stay with us 20 minutes of the next hour to take more of your calls. I want to get him on some time to talk about some of the CIA operations in the Middle East and around the world that he can talk about. I know most of it's still secret, and I want to get his take on where the Middle East is going briefly in the next hour. Please don't forget this broadcast is supported by viewers like you, not government funding, not foundation funding. When you buy the high-quality Made in America apparel, when you buy the books, the films, we're adding new ones every few days. I mean, it's a big online shopping center. Shop with the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com. Subsections like InfoWarsLife.com have some of the best nutraceuticals out there at the best prices. Super Male Vitality sold out. Super Female Vitality is about to sell out. DNA Force is amazing. We've got great vitamin B12, concentrated methylcobalamin, Secret 12. We've got the classic Survival Shield, Survival Shield X2. You get a free bottle when you get two bottles of that, of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. 3 days left on that sale or until it sells out. Looks like it may sell out by Sunday, so that special will work out perfectly. Lung Cleanse. The Oxy Powder is probably the most powerful product. Just higher level oxygen. There's a video there that breaks it down. It releases in the intestines and just gently flushes you out. Amazing. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week on it, okay? I mean, that's saying something. That's the type of stuff it does. So InfoWarsLife.com. Briefly, Congress stands up to FCC power grab with bill. Bill, important because it reasserts power of Congress over unelected bureaucracy. Now, again, I've read the bill. It isn't perfect, but it is Congress is supposed to do this. You better believe the FCC taking over the Internet is not going to protect it. But you also better believe that the Republican side wants it to be taken over by corporations. So we'll talk about the battle for the Internet and what Google and others are doing with Steele, who's an expert on it, some of the next hour. Right now, let's go to a phone call. Gerald in California, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure. Lung Cleanse is definitely one of the go-tos for me.
Thank you.
Still, this has definitely been one of the most informative guest appearances, at least for me. You've given me a lot of tabs to keep open and go and research later. Now, just referring to the Snowden incident, you know, and picking up from where you guys left off, after watching Citizen 4, I believe in this, and you know, you guys can interject, I believe that the way Snowden went about releasing the information is what gained publicity for the whole idea, you know, with him keeping himself out of the picture and just putting the information out to the public and the news media. I think that created a successful reaction from the public and, you know, to get everybody worked up. What do you guys?
Well, I think you're right. It was managed very, very capably. The real question, and again, one of the tenets, and I used to be very, very good at covert operations. I actually wrote the script for the El Salvador story in the 1980s for the entire world. I was allowed to bypass headquarters and send the message out to 17 stations worldwide. The key to a successful information operation is to use the truth, is use the truth to hide the truth. And I think that's part of what's happened here. I have no problem with the actual outcome of the Snowden operation so far. But I do have a problem with the fact that we still have an intelligence community that's costing $100 billion a year that produces less than 4% of what a major commander needs, according to General Tony Zinni. So one of the things I would like to do is create an open source agency, which OMB has approved twice at $3 billion. And then I would like to cut the secret world back to $20 billion at most.
Because won't an open system keep everybody? Won't, I mean, it's common sense. An open system is what will keep people honest, not a closed system. That will breed corruption.
Right.
I mean, it's very simple. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist to know that. So what do we do? Roll back the 1947 National Security Act?
Well, I think not only the National Security Act, but Title 10 needs to be redone because the military services are out of control and totally dishonest. The Army now has a new monograph out on how lying is endemic to the officer corps, and that goes all the way to the chief of staff of the Army.
All right, Robert, stay there. We got to come right back in 70 seconds with Robert David Steele. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.